You are listening to a sermon by Janice Kreider, recorded on Sunday, May 10th, 2020, in the Zoom meeting of the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
People in our congregation have emphasized the value of contemplative prayer. I admit that I'm not very far into this practice, but I've taken the first step by picking out two words that are meaningful to me that could be used for breathing in and out. My two words are dwell and restore. In the past week, we've received news in our province about relaxing some of our COVID-19 restrictions as we attempt to restore how we lived before. Restore is a positive word, and we would like to hear more, but I'm going to speak about the other word, dwell. We have been told to stay at home. The word stay can have some negative connotation. That's what a dog owner commands a dog to do, stay. The word dwell has a more pleasant connotation. It's warmer, and there's some sense of beauty around it. There's even an interior design magazine named Dwell. But as we dwell at home much more these days, we can feel cooped up. There are a number of questions we could ask about dwelling. Where do we dwell now? Whom do we dwell with? Where did we dwell before we were born? And where will we dwell when we are no longer alive? First, I'll deal with the question, where did we dwell before we were born? On a physical level, we dwelt in our mother's bodies. Our flesh was literally connected to theirs until the umbilical cord was cut. On this Mother's Day, it is good to think about the resources from their bodies that helped us to become who we are. But where were we 12 months before we were born? That's not something I'm going to answer today. But it may relate to the last question, where will we dwell when we are no longer alive? Where do we dwell now? The answer is more complex than just our street address. Last week, Thomas mentioned living with in-betweenness. He said that we are both a placed people and a pilgrim people. We are alive and we dwell in the here and now, but we're waiting for something. Richard Rohr calls this liminal space and says that if we pay attention, we can feel the Holy Spirit moving with us in a way that we may not be aware of in more settled times. Whom do we dwell with? Grace mentioned last week that the persons who walked with Jesus to Emmaus asked him to stay with us, dwell with us. When they returned to Jerusalem, they sought out the followers of Jesus. Even though they were still puzzled, they waited together for further direction. We may dwell with members of our biological family, but we also have a larger congregational family to dwell with, as we wait together to see what the future holds. What are we waiting for? Well, on a mundane level, but a crucial level, we're waiting for a vaccine to be discovered. We're waiting for the St. James Community Square to reopen. We're waiting for the restrictions to be lifted so that at least some of us can meet together for worship. We're waiting to see when we can sing together. We wonder how we can sustain our congregation during this time of distancing. There are many unknowns because we have not traveled this way before. In verse 17 of John 14, in the King James Version, it mentions what we need as we are waiting. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but we know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The NRSV states it just slightly differently. This is the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. Note the word abide is used instead of dwell, but it's of course the same Greek word. And it's the same Greek word as in verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. This particular Greek word is used here in the Gospel of John, in 1st and 2nd John, and in two verses in Acts, but nowhere else in the Bible. The other words which are translated as dwell or dwelling have other Greek roots. And this word dwells in these two verses has the meaning of remains, according to this concordance that I used. This implies permanency, not something that comes and goes. It's already there, and it's promised to be there in the future. It's a given. Jesus recognized the dwelling of the Father within himself. Or saying it another way, Jesus was special because he was hyper aware of the loving spirit of the Eternal One. I'm going to repeat that. Jesus was special because he was hyper aware of the loving spirit of the Eternal One. There's an interesting footnote in the NRSV. Ancient versions have the phrase, he will be among you instead of he will be with you. And that implies that a group is involved. Here we swing back to the question, whom do we dwell with? It matters. Whom we are dwelling with. Is it the world, that is people who have no desire to comprehend Jesus' commandments of love? Or is it with people who are singing number 507? I would like to change all the pronouns to plural. Gracious Spirit, dwell with us. We ourselves would gracious be, and with words that help and heal, would thy life in ours reveal. And with actions bold and meek, would for Christ our Savior speak, etc. Now for the last question, where will we dwell when we are no longer alive? Traditionally, we look to verse 2 for the answer. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? The word dwelling here has a different Greek root, meaning abode. As I mentioned earlier, the question of where we will dwell when we are no longer alive may tie back to the question of where were we before we were born? Can we think of the spirit of the Eternal One, the spirit of truth, disappearing? But this question is getting way beyond what I'm able to talk about today. For all of us, I wish us an increasing awareness of the Eternal One.